Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A WWE talent released yesterday will debut for AEW tonight. Plus, Nia Jax opens up about her WWE departure and scrapped plans are revealed for the Elimination Chamber. For Wednesday, February the 2nd, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Presented by CultaholicShop.com. Brand new merchandise available now, including Ross and Andrew Wrestling Buddies. A whole new selection of t-shirts, caps, Cultaholic FC scarves, and Blart socks. Yep, we got Blart socks with your name on them at CultaholicShop.com.
I'm a man with a plan. You ain't gotta learn it in your high school classes. Kids, it ain't written down. And you know that it's true. There's a lot of famous people with...
He's a man with a plan, indeed. Brian Kendrick is the talk of the wrestling world this morning as Fightful Select broke the news late last night that Kendrick and WWE had parted ways. This comes after several weeks of standoff between WWE and Brian Kendrick. Now, Brian, we had seen popping up on NXT 2.0, and there were conversations about a short-run feud between himself and Harland and Joe Gacy. That obviously not happening now. Brian, like Mustafa Ali, had requested his WWE release, but the company was seemingly unwilling to grant it for quite some time. That changed last night when it was announced by Fightful that Brian Kendrick was no longer under a WWE contract. The news broke at the top of the hour, and less than 45 minutes later, AEW had confirmed that Brian Kendrick will be making his debut on tonight's edition of AEW Dynamite. It's there he will go one-on-one with Jon Moxley. A big, big match for Kendrick to make his debut with. Now, by virtue of this being a termination, Kendrick has no 90-day no-compete and is good to go wherever he wants immediately, hence why this was able to be turned around so quickly. There is no confirmation that Brian has been signed by AEW officially. It could seem like for now this is a one-shot deal, obviously, depending on how Tony Khan and AEW's EVPs feel, that could change at a moment's notice. As it stands right now, Brian Kendrick, no longer part of WWE, will make his AEW debut on Dynamite tonight. We will keep you up to date with this breaking story at cultaholic.com. As of this morning, stars released from WWE on November the 4th are free agents. That includes Karrion Kross, Ember Moon, Keith Lee, Lindsay Dorado, Grand Metalik, Mia Yim, Eva Marie, Harry Smith, Oney Lorcan, and Nia Jax. And Nia Jax has already been out speaking about her time in WWE as she was invited onto The Sessions with Renee Paquette. Lena Fenene, formerly known as Nia Jax, revealed while she was on the show yesterday that WWE had approached her to be in the Royal Rumble this past Saturday. She said, I'm in the middle of getting my stuff back from WWE. They sent me a box and more than half of it was missing. When I got the call, I thought it was about my missing stuff. So I answered. I said, hey, what's up? My homie in talent relations, they said, hey, we're just calling to see if you'd be interested in participating in the Royal Rumble. And I started hysterically laughing because I thought it was my friend joking with me. And I was like, oh, you are freaking hilarious. Then he was like, actually, no, this is an official call. I'm not coming back, Nia went on to say. And he was like, oh, we'd like to offer you this. I said, first of all, I already know I'm still under my 90 days. You're going to be paying me anyway, so you're not offering me anything. No, I'm not effing coming back. Absolutely effing not. I was like, is this all this was? And he was like, yeah. I'm like, okay, bye. And that was this is all quotes from Nia Jax. It wasn't an official invite to be in the Rumble, though, as Fanene would reveal in the interview. She said, quote, they were accumulating a list to send to Vince, and then Vince can go through the list and say who he wants and who he doesn't. So Nia Jax on the phone with this guy is saying, so you're asking me to be part of a list to go to the next step? F no. How much more can you S-H-I-T on me, dude? Understandable frustration from the former Nia Jax. Fanene then confirmed on the sessions that she decided not to get the COVID vaccine. Now, this was something that we discussed in numerous news articles over the past few weeks, and she mentioned it a few months, rather, and she put stuff on Instagram, which kind of gave us the impression that she was against having the COVID vaccine. Fanene said that she'd sat down with Vince McMahon at one point and was told that not getting the vaccine meant she couldn't fulfill some of her contractual duties. Fanene is never saying never to a wrestling return, but she's also said that she's keen to start a family. She's keen to come back to wrestling because she loves wrestling still, she says. But she says, quote, I didn't like the politics and the other BS. I'm not getting any younger. I already talked about it. I'm trying to find a man so I can start popping out babies. That's a quote from Lena Fanene once again, looking to start a family. And never say never to the world of wrestling. It is a really interesting chat with Lena Fanene on Renee Paquette's podcast. I do recommend you take time to check it out today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Elimination Chamber is just a couple of weeks away. It'll be in Saudi Arabia this year. We already know who is going to be a part of it, but Dave Meltzer reveals it could have looked very different. He says Shane McMahon was going to be in the chamber and set up a feud with Seth Rollins for WrestleMania. I don't know that was going to be the championship match, but whatever it is, it isn't anymore. That was changed. I don't know how that relates to Shane at WrestleMania, but this was supposed to be the step towards that. Shane McMahon made a return at the Royal Rumble, and there was a lot of controversy around his involvement with the show itself and with the Rumble and the putting it together. This apparently is leading to Shane McMahon being part of WWE programming up until WrestleMania and a potential program with Seth Rollins for WrestleMania 2. But he's not going to be in the chamber. So you can breathe a sigh of relief if you are very much like on the side of Ross Tweddell, and don't fancy seeing Shane McMahon doing much ever again. Talking of the Chamber, PW Insider revealing that WWE will tape two episodes of SmackDown on the 11th of February in New Orleans, because they're going to be travelling to Saudi Arabia for the Chamber on the Friday. They're not going to be in town to do the show on the Saturday. So if you're going to the New Orleans tapings, you're going to get two episodes of SmackDown on that particular night at the Smoothie King Center. So double whammy on that particular night ahead of Elimination Chamber. Your last chance to pick up tickets to see Monday Night Catch Pro at the Bread Shed in Manchester, presented by Catch Pro Wrestling, featuring Lizzie Evo facing NXT UK's Amelia McKenzie. Those two are just going to tear it to pieces, and it's going to be a belter of a match. And if you'd like to be in the Bread Shed for it, a pair of tickets with your name on, if you can identify which wrestler from Catch Pro is singing this. It's dead easy. I've already said it. Does that help at all? tom.campbell@cultaholic.com is my email address. Send me an email with your name, whereabouts in the UK you are, and the answer to that question. Who was singing You'll Never Walk Alone? Let me know. tom.campbell@cultaholic.com. And if you're free on Monday night, got you a pair of tickets to go and see Catch Pro Wrestling. Good luck. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, check out the 10 most underrated WWE title reigns. Championship runs that seem to fall by the wayside a little bit in the history books. We repair that by talking all about them at youtube.com/cultaholic. Check out the podcast feed in case you missed it for an extra long episode of the Classic Raw review, as Jatkins and I check out Survivor Series 1995. We do the entire commentary for the entire show, and it is there for your listening delectation later on. For the latest on the breaking news this morning that Brian Kendrick, released from his WWE contract yesterday, will debut for AEW tonight, check out cultaholic.com throughout the day. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.